the university has come back to normal. It's been a very painful year for the students and also for the university as a whole in 2016. But the crisis was managed. I believe we had the grace of God, and I believe that was managed properly. So students have now completed the full academic 2016 program, which started in September 2016 and ended in March 2017. Students will graduate on the 28th of July, and the general attitude and response from the students, they are so thankful and they're glad that the university academic calendar was reorganized and they have completed the year. So many students have expressed their joy and their satisfaction. At the same time, we've seen them disdain from any public gatherings and any kind of gathering that will promote any kind of unrest or any kind of unruly behavior. We've seen students not congregating as they normally would do in election times. So there is a very strong lesson students have learned.
UPNG, as well as other universities in Papua New Guinea, host many students from the Pacific region. What's the story with UPNG?
Yes, that is a very strong response. I think I would like to and this opportunity to actually thank the leaders of the nations that send students to UPNG, leaders of nations from the Pacific. The strong response came from Solomon Islands and Vanuatu, and those that have students here. They immediately, as soon as the program was reorganized, we were fearful that students from overseas would not come back, but the embassies of the respective governments, they said, no, our students are coming back within 2 weeks. So they did come back, and I'm very thankful to the Pacific Island nations that has confidence and trust at UPNG. Our student population is about 17,000, and that's the biggest number in the country. The other universities, they have less than 5,000 or so. We do our best to manage the trust that's been given to us, not only by the country, by the people of this independent state, but also the other nations in the Pacific that are trusting UPNG with the young people that come to study here. So we're very thankful. And the other thing I should say is that this crisis has caused us to rearrange the arrangements in the university here, so that we now have separated the living quarters separate from the academic and from all the other things. So we're able to manage the student population in a very orderly manner. Previously, students were living all over different campuses, where residential areas were also sort of spread out in different areas. But now we are more focused, and the students are going to be living in a certain area. And so those are things that the university has learned and putting in place. But yes, we have learned a lot from this.
Dr. Mann, one issue that has raised the ire of students is the university's decision to charge fees for graduates. What's the story here?
Thank you for raising that, because there's been a lot of misinterpretation, I guess, because of the circumstances that we're going through, or difficulties we're going through. A lot of people think that we are punishing the students by inducing a graduation fee. I would like to dispel that misunderstanding. UPNG, for the last 52 years, has not charged any graduation fee, which is a normal administrative fee charged for all graduating students around the world, and that's in any university. So that's UPNG does not charge. Until this year, we realized. And secondly, we produce the highest number of graduates every year.
They say that the fee that the university has come up with is 600 kina. Isn't that a bit too much? Or
600 kina is not too much. We compare that with what's being charged elsewhere. Our fees are always, even a tuition, board and lodging fee, UPNG fees are the lowest in the country of the 7 universities that are in the country. And this graduation fee is not as high as what others are charging.